It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, Remax Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, The Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to St. Cloud Cathedral High School and the 18th Annual Crusader Holiday Classic here as we move into the semifinal round. And the game here has the Piers Pioneers and the Bram Bombers. As this is the second year in a row these two teams meet in the semifinal round, Piers winning on a Johnny Casper overtime buzzer beater last year here on this court to defeat Bram 74-73 in overtime. Matter of fact, Piers and Bram, the last two times they have played in this tournament against each other, have gone to overtime wins for Piers. Last year, and then back in the 2012 tournament, a layup at the buzzer gave Piers a 68-67 overtime win over Bram. The winner will advance to the championship against the winner of the St. Cloud Cathedral Melrose game. That follows this one. They've just completed the consolation semifinals. In the first game today, it was Litchfield defeating Concordia Academy of Roseville 67-52. Concordia is a team that Piers defeated 60-29 yesterday, while Concordia lost to this Bram team 90-64. And then in the game prior to this one, a great comeback win by Watertown Mayor. They were down 9 to Mandan, North Dakota with about a minute to play and scored 10 unanswered points and beat the Braves 66-65. So we know that the 7th place game tomorrow will be Concordia against Mandan. The 5th place game, that first game is at 2. The 5th place game at 3:30 will be Watertown Mayor against Litchfield. And we'll sort out the upper half of the placing brackets in just a bit. Starting lineups coming up next. Piers and Bram from Cathedral on You Are There Sports.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time for being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics and Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2016. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your new year will be a joyous one. Thank you again for your loyalty from all of us at Design Electronics.
Piers is in the bench to my right. Bram, the bench to my left. The Bombers are in white with blue. And the Pioneers are back in their home black uniforms again here tonight. Here's the starting lineup for Bram head coach Jeff Eklund as he takes over from Hall of Fame coach Bob Vaughn at the helm of the Bram Bomber squad this year. Ryan Larson, 6-foot sophomore. Chris Olson, 6-foot senior. Connor Chumper, a 6'4 senior. Alec Olson, a 6'1 senior, and John Larson, a 6'2 senior, the starting five. Piers will go with Michael Meyer. He'll jump center against Chumper. And the toss is made, and this semifinal is underway. And the tip is controlled into the backcourt to Aaron Weber. And right off the bat, we'll tell you Weber needs 11 points to hit 1,000 for his career. Leshinsky out top for Aaron Weber, top of the key. Man-to-man for the Bombers. Here's Matt Tauges, the junior guard. Only junior in the starting lineup for Pierce. Matt doubled on the baseline, finds Meyer across the way. Now Weber's free inside, short on the little leaner inside. And the rebound's pulled away by Bram's John Larson. Quickly up court, shot off the rim. May have been deflected by Tauges. And Pierce will come back. There is a 35-second shot clock utilized in this tournament. Leshinsky, I don't think either of these teams will have to worry about expending a lot of that time. And we've got a reach-in foul on Bram as Tauges was fouled. Foul is on Bram's Alec Olson. His first, team's first. It'll be a pass in across the way in the sideline for Aaron Weber. No score yet, 45 seconds in. Now Michael Meyer. Right side for Weber. He scored 20 yesterday in the Pioneers' win over Litchfield. Down low, Meyer posting up on Chumper, right block. Steps inside, hesitates with the left hand. Soft touch, rolls off, rebound for Bram. Outlet, Larson looks ahead. Here's Ryan Larson getting deep on the baseline, and he dribbled it off his knee and out of bounds. Turnover on the Bombers gives it back to the Pioneers. Bram is a high-scoring team. As Casper walks it across the timeline. It was Casper's buzzer beater in overtime that beat Bram last year. Here's a Weber three, right side, good. Weber scores. And the Pioneers on the board at the 16:40 mark. 3-0 Pierce over Bram, ranked number three in Class AA. Here's a long jumper up and off the rim. Rebound tipped and taken inside by Ryan Larson. The shot was by Chris Olson. There's a three. There's Alec Olson tying the game. So the teams, after a slow start offensively, have now traded three-pointers. And here's Casper right side. Johnny for Weber. Another three coming from Aaron. Short. Rebound coming back for Chris Olson. Olson pushes it up the near side. Top of the key on Casper. Curling around out front is Alec Olson for Chumper on the block, and they rotate back out front for John Larson. Larson behind the back, dribble to the free throw line, underneath, cut, threw it away. Weber stepped into the passing lane, looks ahead for Leshinsky. Leshinsky spins and has his shot blocked out of bounds by John Larson. 15:46 to go, just underway at the Crusader Classic. 3-3 our score, Pierce and Bram. Weber to trigger it into Casper on the low block, right side. Back to the basket. Flips it back out to Weber, who gives it right back to Johnny, who will muscle it up on Chumper. Missed everything. And coming out of the pack is Chris Olson up the right side. Olson on the wing. Got a screen from Chumper. Left side lane drive against Meyer. Floats. No. Rebound, Michael Meyer. Meyer ahead to Casper now. Now Weber in transition left side at the end of the Bram bench. Top of the key for Johnny. Casper back out. Aaron Weber with Chumper coming out defensively. 15:15 to go. Leshinsky down low. Tipped away. Nice play inside. Now it's tipped back. Loose ball picked up by Meyer. Michael spins. Left hand off the glass softly for two. Meyer gives Pierce the 5-3 lead. 15 minutes to go. Front court now comes Ryan Larson for John Larson, who put up 35 yesterday for the Bombers here. Hard drive to the rim. Scoring is Chris Olson. And it's 5-5. Some pressure now for the Bombers. Bram 8-1. Their lone loss is to second-ranked St. Croix Lutheran at the tip-off classic down in the cities earlier this winter. Here's Casper backing down his defender, finds an open. Tau just couldn't find a clean handle. Kicks it back to the wing. Leshinsky lowers the shoulder, cut off, pass to the wing, tipped out. Nice anticipation by Bram's Alec Olson. And now we'll see Nick Harold and Noah Bozer come in, replacing Leshinsky and Tauges in the Pierce lineup. We are tied at 5, 14:26 to play. Pass inbounds, tipped into the crowd, where the alert Ben Bozer, the brother of Noah, who's inbounding, made the nice catch. Here's Michael Meyer, left hand hesitation, up, over Chumper and two. Meyer's got four, and Pierce is up 7-5. Quickly up court comes Bram with Chris Olson. To the corner, they work it back out top, John Larson. Handing it off comes Ryan Larson. Now it's Chris Olsen down low. Chumper got open and draws the foul. He scores, and he'll try and give Bram their first lead of the night. 7-7 as Bob Kramer makes the call. The foul is on Michael Meyer. First on Michael, and Chumper for one, and he makes it, and Bram's in front. 8-7 lead for the Bombers. Bows are ahead to Nick Harold. Nick had 10 yesterday, second high on the team for Piers behind Weber's 20. Drives, dishes inside. Meyer got deep and scored again. Michael Meyer now with 6 points. And Piers is up 9-8 on Bram with 13:50 to go. Long three for Olsen is good. 2 steps behind the arc. And it's an 11-9 Bomber lead. Now the offense is starting to click a little bit. Casper, front court, picked up his dribble, looking for help, and it's Harold coming over. Lost his defender, frees him up for an 18-footer and hit it. Nick Harold spun away and ties the game. Long lead pass, and Casper tips it. Meyer saves it ahead to Weber. 2-on-3, hesitation stop. Cross pattern pass picked off by Alec Olsen. 11-11 with 13-11 to play in the first half from Cathedral. Melrose, the defending state champs, against Cathedral, the host. There's a three for John Larson, and Bram goes up by three. 14-11 with under 13 minutes to play. Casper for Nick Harold now, defended by Chris Olsen on the perimeter. Right corner, Aaron Weber. Lazy pass out front. It's picked off, and it'll be a resulting layup for Ryan Larson. He jumped the pass route and had an easy two. All five Bram starters now have scored, and they've got a 5-point lead, biggest of the game, 16-11, 12.5 to play. Meyer working on Chumper, and there comes Larson again. He picks it from behind, and Larson ahead. 3-pointer on the way, John Larson, and a timeout for Matt Pepping. Bram starting to heat up, and they're up by 8, 19-11, with a timeout on the floor at Cathedral on You Are There Sports.
The holiday party season is here, and there's no better place to host your gathering than the Red Rooster in Genola. Call them today at 468-9996 to make your reservations. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna day from 11:30 until everything's gone. All you can eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule on the weekend. Supporting the Piers Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Welcome back as Piers gets an inside bucket from Hunter Bednar, who checked in during the timeout. And it's 19-13 now with 11:50 to go. Here's a drive and dish to the corner where Alec Olsen hits there another three. 5 3-pointers and then a steal by Larson on a long pass. 22-13, Bram. Pioneers have Nick Harold, Aaron Weber, Johnny Casper, Noah Bozer, and Hunter Bednar out. For Bram, it's Alec Olsen, Ryan Larson, John Larson, who fires away and hits again. 3-pointer from dead on top of the key. He's got 9, and it's a double-digit lead at 25-13 Bombers. Casper down to the right corner, Noah Bozer. Bozer works against Alec Olsen. Back out top comes Nick Harold, the senior. Weber had it poked away, and here comes Larson. Larson up for two. Yeah. Here's Harold now, 27-13. Bram leading Piers, 10:45 to go in the half at Cathedral. Pick and roll, Harold and Weber defended well by the Bombers. Bolzer's three left side. Noah in and out, rebound. Here comes Bram again. Lead pass, Larson up and off. Rebound up and a foul called. That was Cody Carlson cleaning up the offensive glass, and he'll go to the line. The foul on Harold or Bozer. It's Harold. First on Nick, second team foul, and at the line, 6 foot 2 inch junior Cody Carlson. 27-13 Bombers. Shooting two. First is good. Here comes Meyer, Tauchus, and Leshinsky in for Bozer, Casper, and Bednar. Alec Downing comes in for Bram. He's joined by Carlson, Larson, Chris Olson as well, as the second free throw is good. Carlson drains them both, and it's now a 16-point Bomber lead at 10.5 to play, 29-13. Tauchus with Meyer losing his footing, somehow got the pass off to Leshinsky without traveling. I should say without picking up a traveling call. I think he did travel, but Tauchus comes out. Boy, Bram really extends the defense. They've got Matt Ridland out there defensively at the point now. Now Weber. Backdoor cut. Weber finds Tauchus. Matt can't finish. Rebound. Larson poked away by Leshinsky. Another chance. Here's Harold firing three. Short. Rebound. Weber up to the glass. That comes off the rim. Rebound tipped. Carlson had it. Swatted out of there on a block shot. Into the backcourt where Leshinsky eventually tracked it down. And then Bram will be called for a foul. I think this will go on Alec Downing. It is Downing's first, team's second. Bram 29, Piers 13, 9:45 until halftime. Piers comes into today 4-2. Bram is 8-1. Left side for Tauchus. Top of the key, Leshinsky. They close on him. Don't allow him to set his feet to get a shot away. Tauchus curls underneath. Got a nice pass from Meyer, but can't finish under the basket. And John Larson cleans it up. Back the other way. Here's Bombers on offense again with Larson. Larson working on Weber. Backdoor cut. Got it over to Downing. Back out top. They reset. Now Larson with 9:10 to go. 19 on the shot clock. They work it back to Chris Olson. Pick and roll. They switch defensively. Olson drives through the double team. Missed a layup. Carlson, the offensive rebound. Little baby hook inside for two. That's a couple of offensive rebounds resulting in 4 points for Cody Carlson off the bench. And the Bombers are lengthening their lead. 31-13 now. It was 11-11 at one point. Out top, Tauchus. Three-pointers up and off. Rebound for Downing. And the Bombers into the front court quickly in front of the Pioneer bench. It's Matt Ridland. Knocked away by Tauchus. Saves it into Leshinsky. And then he is fouled by Larson. John Larson will pick up his first, third Bram foul. Connor Chumper and Ryan Larson come back in. Johnny Casper returns, replacing Weber. 8:28 to go in the half. Bram 31, Piers 13. Light pressure by the Bombers. Harold works it front court. Now stops, finds Tauchus cutting deep in the lane underneath. And a foul called as Casper used a head fake to get a defender off his feet and pick up the foul. Johnny will shoot a couple. The Bram foul is on Ryan Larson. His first, team's fourth, and Johnny, who was 2-for-5 from the line yesterday, makes the first. That's his first point. Back in for Bram is Alec Olson, number 11. He'll replace Matt Ridland. 8:19 to go, 31-14. Bram leading Piers in the semifinals. Second is up and long, rebound, and a whistle and a foul is called. And this is going to go on Piers as Chumper had the box out and Leshinsky pushed him from behind. Broderick with his first, third on the Pioneers. And here come the Bombers again with Connor Chumper out top. He recently went over 1,000 points. Now Carlson, free throw line, 15-footer, bangs off the glass into the hands of Leshinsky. Johnny Casper back the other way. Now Broderick stutter steps into the lane, got by Chumper, missed the shot though, rebounds out of bounds, touched last by Brams. Chumper, oh, they're going to say Chumper pushed him. They're going to get a foul on Connor Chumper pushing Leshinsky after the shot. And that'll be the first on Connor Chumper and the fifth Bram foul of the half. 7:57 to go. Baseline left pass in. In for Leshinsky. Now it's Taujas, top of the key, drives, leans in and missed the finger roll. Casper tries to follow. Missed it. Johnny again. This time it goes. Casper on the second try got it to drop, and it's 31-16. Carlson took an extra step and scores. That is 6 points off the bench for Cody Carlson. And with 7.5 to go until halftime, it's 33-16 Bram. Casper off the dribble drive, can't get it to go. Meyer is fouled by Carlson. Cody Carlson on the foul, his first team sixth. It'll put Michael Meyer at the free throw line. Michael, 6 points in the half. John Larson comes back in, as does Chris Olson. Carlson sits, as does number two, Alec Downing. No, they're not going to give him a shooting foul. It's a pass in, and it goes out to midcourt to Johnny Casper. 7:18 to go until half. Casper now stops his dribble, and Harrell comes over to the left wing to take a pass. Now Leshinsky eyes up a long three and hits it. Leshinsky from deep. First points for Broderick, and it's 33-19 with 7 minutes to go. Left corner, John Larson, front court, defended by Leshinsky. Coming over to the top is Alec Olson. Now it's Chris Olson right side. Larson top of the key, left side, and dish to the corner. Baseline drive, Alec Olson dribbled it off the foot of Matt Taujas. It'll stay with Bram on the baseline, and now Weber and Bozer return as Matt Pepping patrols the sideline up and down, trying to find a defensive combination here. 33-19 Bram, 6:48 until half. Long pass out to the midcourt stripe to Connor Chumper. Hands it back to Chris Olson. Left side, John Larson, who quarterbacked the Bram football team last several years. Long three is up and off the back of the iron by Alec Olson. Rebound controlled by Michael Meyer for Pierce. 6.5 minutes to go. Casper stopped his dribble 5 feet behind the arc. Taujas comes over to help. Taujas passed to nowhere, and it's right to Larson. Ill-advised, and Larson with another steal stopped at the free throw line. Wide open three is good. That was Chris Olson. He now has 8, and it's 36-19 Bombers coming up on 6 minutes left. Here's Taujas out of control and a player control foul. Connor Chumper takes the charge. Matt Taujas with his first team's fourth. And Matt Pepping will bring Matt Taujas to the bench and send Nick Harold into the ball game. As walking it up court now is sophomore guard Ryan Larson with 6 minutes to go. Bram 36, Piers 19. Here's Chumper posting up on Meyer, tries the up and under move, missed it off the rim. Rebound, Johnny Casper. Casper wants to push. Harold in transition. Back to Johnny, top of the key. Had it poked away by Larson. Johnny regains into the lane, scoops it across for Bozer, who can't handle it, and it's out of bounds. Oh, Noah was open on the left side, but went off his hands, and with 5:38 until half, Bram takes over. Here's Ryan Larson. He's the only underclassman that starts here for Bram. They start four seniors and the sophomore Larson. Into the lane, Chumper will score and be fouled. Connor Chumper. That gives him 5. And I believe the foul's going to be on Michael Meyer, and it is. That's 2 on Michael, and the 5th team foul. It'll bring Hunter Bednar in, replacing Meyer. 1 for Connor Chumper. He'll try and duplicate what he did earlier, complete a 3-point play. This is his second and one opportunity, and he does. 6 points for Connor Chumper, and the lead is 20, 39-19 with 5:20 to go until half. Harold. Ball handling out top against Chris Olson. Threw it away. Here comes Ryan Larson up and in. Pioneers are being pretty generous with their passes, and they throw it away again. Another shot up and in. That's Alec Olson. And a timeout for Coach Pepping. And Bram leads it 43-19 over Pierce. 5:03 left in the semifinals on You Are Their Sports.
When you're hungry before or after a Pioneer ball game, stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. On Tuesdays, it's taco night with $1 tacos. Thursdays, it's wing night. A dozen wings for just $4.95 with 8 different sauces and 1 dry rub to choose from. Also on Thursdays, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread for $6.50. The Brickyard always has a full menu available every day. On Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and gravy for $7.95, ribs for $10.95, or chicken and ribs for $12.95. The Brickyard also does catering and is a great place to host your holiday party. Live music, big screen TVs, and great food at the Brickyard in Pierce.
Pierce to inbounds against pressure. Bolzer into Weber. Bram, at 5 minutes left to play in the half, leads Pierce 43-19. Bolzer now left side. It's Bolzer, and they throw it away. Bednar cut to the wing. Bolzer threw it behind him right into the crowd. It's Hunter Bednar, Noah Bolzer, Aaron Weber, Nick Harold, and Johnny Casper on the court for the Pioneers. Connor Chumper, Ryan Larson, Alec Olson, John Larson, and Chris Olson, the starting five for Bram, is out there. 4:45 remain. All Bram so far, 43-19. They are on a 32-8 run. Here's a three. Add to it. Chris Olson adds three. And it's 46-19. That is 8 made threes in the half for Bram. Pierce has 2. Now Hunter Bednar rotates it right side for Johnny Casper. Weber, top of the key against Larson. Back to Bolzer, left side. Here's Harold top. He'll take a three. In and out. Rebound, Johnny Casper on the left baseline. Casper pivoting around, working against Alec Olson. Into the lane, goes reverse, draws a foul. Either Olson or Chumper will get this one, and Casper will shoot a couple. It's Connor Chumper with his second. It's the 7th Bram foul of the half. Casper for 2. He's got 3 points. He is 1-for-2 in the ballgame. 4:01 left. The senior Casper puts it up and in. Cody Carlson returns to the Bomber lineup. And now to finish the sequence at the line, Casper handed the ball for his second free throw attempt. That one is long. Rebound tipped and taken by the Bombers. That was Chris Olson. Quickly ahead, here's Ryan Larson, and they're going to call him for a travel. Little trouble getting a lead pass, and he shuffled the feet. Turnover. Aaron Weber still sitting on 3 points. He had the first 3 of the game. He came in needing 11. There's a tip ball out of bounds by Bram. It'll stay with Pierce. 3:52 remaining. The Pioneer Girls Holiday Tournament gets underway in a couple of minutes. Girls are playing Malacca at 6. Across the way, up and in, Bednar from a Casper assist. That's 4 points for Hunter Bednar now, and it makes it 46-22. Drive by Olson, back out, Larson tees it up, long rebound, Aaron Weber. Weber for Casper. Top of the key, still going deep to the basket, up and off. Rebound, Cody Carlson. Back the other way, Chris Olson, quickly left side, baseline drive, whistle, and we've got a pushing foul, I believe, on Noah Bolzer. Gave up the baseline to Alec Olson, and they get Noah on the foul. That's number 1 on Noah. Team foul 6 on the Pioneers, as Leshinsky and Tauges will return. Casper and Bolzer will sit with 3:20 left in the half. The other half of that girls' tournament is at 8 o'clock tonight, and that'll be Crosby Ironton against St. Cloud Cathedral. Pass into Carlson, who's given the Bombers good production with 6 first-half points off the bench. John Larson, stutter step, and traveling called. 3:14 until half. When Piers defeated Bram last year in overtime, they were down by 12 at halftime. But right now, it's double that, 24-point deficit, 46-22. Tauges, left-hand dribble, wraparound pass, Bednar open and scores. Hunter Bednar with a half dozen points off a nice assist from Matt Tauges. We're under 3 minutes to play in the half. It's 46-24 Bombers. Larson out top for Chris Olsen. Guarded by Nick Harold. Lost him on the dribble. Steps around Bednar. Off the rim. Hunter skies for the rebound. Poked away and is picked up by John Larson, who misses. Rebound. Bednar lost it to Harold. Harold coming back. Bodies on the floor. Left side. Weber with reach-in foul on Ryan Larson. Aaron had the step, and it'll be free throws coming for Aaron Weber. Second on Larson. Team foul 8 on Bram. This is a 1-1, I believe. I don't think he was in the act of shooting. 2:35 to go. Weber with 3 points. It is a 1-1. He makes the first. So Aaron now with 4 points. Matt Ridland takes over from Ryan Larson on the court for Bram. 2:35, first half, 46-25, Bombers. And Weber makes both. Lead at 20, 46-26, 2.5 to go at Cathedral. John Larson, who's got 11. Now Carlson. Curling out top is Chris Olsen. Here's Alec Olsen. Now it's Matt Ridland down low. Carlson open, miss. Rebound, whistle, foul called. I think it's on Bram. Number 11 would be Alec Olsen. It is number 2 on Olsen. Ninth team foul, 1-1 for the Pioneers. That's 3 Bombers now with 2 fouls apiece. Ryan Larson, Connor Chumper, and Alec Olsen all with 2 fouls. This is 1-1 for Weber. He just made a couple from here. Front end is good. That gives Aaron 6 points tonight, 995 for his career. 2:16 until half. Short, missed everything. And it'll be an air ball miss, and it'll go over to Bram. Bombers by 19, 46-27. Into the front court comes junior guard Matt Ridland. Hands the ball to John Larson. Now Cody Carlson out hot. Top of the key, Chris Larson over Harold. Rainbow three off the back rim. Battling the rebound, Bednar had to go off of John Larson. It'll be Piers basketball. 1:58 remaining until half. The second semifinal tonight is defending tournament champion, defending state champion, undefeated, number 1 ranked Melrose against the tournament host, St. Cloud Cathedral. Full court pressure by Bram as Harold ties his shoe. Bombers by 19. Tipped, and Ridland with a steal. Into Larson, layup. 13 for Larson, and that has been the story of the half. Just turnovers and immediate cashing in of those for the Bombers into points as Tauges has his pass tipped to the far reaches of the Bram bench, which is, I think they dressed 38 guys today. 1:42, Tauges at midcourt. Now into the jump ball circle. Bounce pass right side for Hunter Bednar. 1:35. 48-27, whistle, 5-second count. Nobody came to the ball. Hunter didn't make a move to pass. And Hunter complaining to his teammates, says, you got to help me out here. And Coach Pepping is ready to bring in Bozer and Casper on the next whistle. 1:25 until half. Into the lane. Downing from 12 is good. First points for Alec Downing. And it's 50-27. Bram with the lead as Leshinsky crosses midcourt against Downing. Drive and dish to the corner. Weber misfires on a three. Bednar up and in. He spins it around the rim. That's 8 first half points for Hunter Bednar. 1 minute to play until half. 50-29. Bram. Carlson for Larson left side with Weber defending. Dribbles, free throw line, a pair of great high school quarterbacks matched up on the basketball court. Weber, of course, quarterback the Pioneers to the Prep Bowl Championship in AAA. To the left side, this is Alec Downing. Backs up, now goes down deep to the corner. Left side, Chris Olsen leans in and got the nice roll. That is 13 first half points for Chris Olsen. The Bombers overplay the pass. It got ahead to Weber. Harold had his pass tipped, and here comes Bram again with Olsen. Front court, stepped around. Tau just lays it up and in. Back-to-back field goals for Chris Olsen. And the Bombers right now are running the Pioneers out of the gym. 54-29. 8 seconds to go until half. Weber works it right side. Weber picks up his dribble. Harold off a Bednar screen. Gave it to Leshinsky. 2 seconds left. His three is off. Rebound. And the buzzer sounds. We've reached halftime. The Bombers 54. The Pioneers 29 at the break. It's halftime. And we'll come back with the scoring totals after this.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Pierce, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Harold, member of the boys basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to all the people involved with the award-winning musical, Into the Woods. Also, congratulations to our Excel winners this year, Taryn Becker and Lucas Audi. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Welcome back to the 18th Annual Crusader Classic, hosted by St. Cloud Cathedral High School. We are at halftime of the semifinal game, with Bram leading Pierce 54-29. It was 11-11 at one point. Before at about the 11-minute mark left in the half, and the Bombers, obviously, you do the math. That is a 43-18 closing run for Bram after that 11-11 tie. Still about 7 minutes left until the start of the second half. So we run down the scoring stats. And they are, we'll start with Bram. They are led by Chris Olsen, 15 points. John Larson has 13. Alec Olsen with 8. 6 each for Connor Chumper and Cody Carlson. 4 for Ryan Larson and 2 for Alec Downing. playing but not scoring in that half for the Bombers was Matt Ridland. Bram successful on all four of their free throw attempts, 4 for 4. They made 8 3-pointers. They had a trio of guys pick up 2 fouls, those being starters Ryan Larson, Connor Chumper, and Alec Olson. John Larson with 1, and then a couple of bench players, Cody Carlson and Alec Downing, also whistled for a foul. Bram did not use a timeout in the first half. For the Pioneers, they are led by Hunter Bednar. Played one of his better halves. 8 points off the bench in the first half for Hunter to lead Piers in scoring. Then it's Aaron Weber with 6. Michael Meyer with 6. 4 points for Johnny Casper. 3 for Broderick Leshinsky. And 2 for Nick Harold. Playing but not scoring in the half, Matt Tauges and Noah Bozer. Piers was 5 for 8 from the free throw line in the half. Mentioned the Bombers made 8 3-pointers. Piers only 2. Broderick Leshinsky and Aaron Weber hitting 3s. For Bram, Chris Olson hit 3 of them, as did John Larson. The other 2 were from Alec Olson. Coach Pepping trying to slow things down and find a right combination. Used 2 of his timeouts in the half. He's got 3 left. Foul situation. The only guy with 2 is Michael Meyer. 1 each on Matt Tauges and Broderick Leshinsky. Nick Harold and Noah Bozer also with a foul. So barring an epic comeback in the second half, Pioneers right now trail by 25 at the halfway point. 54-29 to third-ranked Bram. Pioneers are looking realistically at a 5:30 return trip here for the third place game tomorrow. But Pioneers have a lot of work to do between now and then. The second semifinal coming up is Melrose and St. Cloud Cathedral. Melrose is the defending tournament champs. They beat Piers in the finals last year here. Earlier today at this tournament in the consolation round, it was Litchfield over Concordia Academy of Roseville, 67-52, and Watertown Mayor came back in the final minute, scoring 10 unanswered points to beat Mandan, North Dakota. Best game, closest game of the tournament so far, 66-65. So that sets up the first games tomorrow, the 2 o'clock 7th place game. It'll be Mandan, North Dakota against Concordia Academy of Roseville. And then the 5th place game is at 3:30. That'll have Watertown Mayor against Litchfield. The 3rd place game is for 5:30. The loser of this Bram-Piers game will face the loser of the Melrose Cathedral matchup. And then the championship at 7 o'clock with the 2 winners in this session squaring off for the hardware. Bram's back out on the court. Coach Pepping still has his team in the locker room. As we're at halftime, all Bombers right now, 54-29 over the Pioneers at the Crusader Classic on You Are There Sports.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushel from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers! Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time for being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics and Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2016. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your new year will be a joyous one. Thank you again for your loyalty from all of us at Design Electronics.
We're almost ready for the start of the second half. It's the Bram Bombers 54, the Piers Pioneers 29. Both teams have warmed up and are now huddling up. And we'll be set to go with the start of the second half. This is, I mentioned, a high-scoring Bram team. Their high mark on the season for points, 123 at Ogilvie. They scored 113 against Onamia, 99 against Mora, 90 against Pine City, 94 against Moose Lake, Willow River, and Concordia yesterday, 84 against Rush City, 89 against Aiken, and they were held to 75 in their loss to St. Croix Lutheran. So a 54-point halftime, nothing new to this Bram team, and they've got the basketball, and we're playing here in the second half. It's Tauges, Meyer, Leshinsky, Weber, Casper for the Pioneers. Chumper, Larson, Olson, and Olson for Bram. Both teams starting five. Pull up jumper, short, rebound tipped, race for the ball. It's won by Larson, and he throws it off Casper, and then the ball hit Larson. But they're going to say it's Bram basketball. I thought that came right back off Johnny and hit Larson, who was standing on the sideline out of bounds. But they're going to award it to Bram in front of their bench, and they pass it in to Ryan Larson. Top of the key, this is Chris Olson working on Casper. Pull up three, long. Leshinsky snatches the rebound. Broderick, front court now. To Weber, right side. Aaron holds it overhead. Right wing against John Larson. Larson tips a pass, picks it up, goes in, scores, and is fouled by Weber. And again, a turnover turns directly into Bram points. Aaron with his first foul. He was in chase mode from midcourt on, and Larson will try and finish off an and one. That gives him 15 points now in this ball game. And the free throw is good. 16 for Larson. And the lead has doubled now. 58-29, the 29-point lead. It was 54. I'm not sure how they got four out of that, but rebound off a Meyer miss. It should be 57-29, but who's going to argue at this point? Here's a turnover, and now another turnover. Larson steals it back after the Pioneers, and then it dribbles off a Bram foot. Now it's Leshinsky leaning in. He missed a shot. Chumper comes away with the loose ball rebound. It was 54-29 at half. Larson just completed a three-point play, so here's a leaner inside, followed up. No, rebound Tauges off the Alec Olson miss. And now Johnny Casper ahead to the gliding. Michael Meyer goes underneath for the reverse. Eight for Meyer. Timeout, Bram. 16:24 to go. 57-31. Bombers.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
All right, after the Bram timeout, Bombers inbounds, leading by 26, 57-31. They've got possession with Olsen. Out top, this is Chris Olsen. Down low, Chumper posting on Meyer. Ball tipped out of bounds. I think Larson touched it last, and yes, he pleads his case, but Bob Kramer points in Pierce's direction. Weber will inbound, 16-10 to go. Here at Cathedral, full court pressure, and he bounces it in to Matt Tauges. Tauges being worked defensively by Alec Olsen, crosses midcourt. The junior guard, Tauges, pivots around. Now it's Michael Meyer. Meyer on Chumper. And here comes Larson with a steal. Larson jumped out to help, and Casper will foul him to prevent the layup going up. And Johnny's picked up his first foul of the ball game. Second team foul. And the Pioneers will defend the inbounds. It's Chumper off the inbounds. Too hard. Rebound, Matt Tauges. 15:45 left at Cathedral. Here's Tauges. Teardrop pass inside. Again deflected and stolen by the Bombers. Lead pass, Chris Olsen. Against Weber. Missed. Rebound, Casper underneath. He is fouled by Chris Olsen. And that'll be the first foul on Chris Olsen today. And it's the first Bram foul of the half. It comes with 15:34 to play. Bram 57, Piers 31. We've played about 2.5 minutes. Here's Tauges off the inbounds. Matt will work it up court against Alec Olsen. To the wing right side now. Down to the corner for Weber. Weber dribbles out high. Gives the ball up to Leshinsky. Now Tauges had a look, instead drives. Now lost it to Larson. Larson, one-on-one with Weber, scoops it up and in. 18 for John Larson. Meyer front court, challenges Chumper. He missed a bunny inside. Rebound, Bram. Lead pass ahead, lean up, and a blocking foul will be called on Matt Tauges, his second. Team's third. Shots coming for Bram's Alec Olsen. Nope, Ryan Larson, excuse me. Free throw is good. Five now for Ryan Larson. Harold replaces Tauges. 14:54 left, 60-31 Bombers. And the second rims out. Meyer goes up for the board. That's the first missed free throw for Bram tonight. Into the lane, Meyer head fake. Michael up short, follows it, missed again. Rebound tipped and taken. Larson outlet. Here comes Alec Olsen up and in for two. 10 for Alec Olsen. 14:33 remaining. Leshinsky will inbounds backcourt at the end of the Bram bench on the sideline. Now he's directed to go on the baseline. And Leshinsky handed the ball, better get it in. It's tipped out of his hands. That saved a 5-second call. 14:33 remaining. Now Meyer. Front court. Michael goes baseline. Finger roll. No. Rebound Larson. Lead pass ahead. And another layup for the Bombers. Chris Olsen. 17. Here's Leshinsky. Ball handling down low. Weber muscles it up and draws a foul. Weber will go to the line. 64-31 Bram. Foul called on Chris Olsen, number two on him, second team foul. Weber shooting two. First is good. Seven now for Aaron. Bednar will come in, replacing Meyer. Looks like Noah's going to come in for Weber. 14-08 to go. It's a 32-point Bram lead, 64-32. Second, good as well, and now Bolzer will replace Weber. Aaron sits with 8 points. And the Bombers will bring it up court with sophomore guard Ryan Larson against senior guard Nick Harold. 14 minutes to play. If Bram puts us into running time, it would have to be with 9 minutes left and a 35-point lead. They're close. Carlson baseline from 12 short, and Leshinsky in the lane has the rebound. Here comes Broderick. Broderick pushes it underneath. Bednar can't handle it. Out of bounds. Pioneers will give it back to the Bombers with 13:43 left. Ryan Larson jogs it up court, crosses the stripe. Left-hand dribble, now left side, John Larson jumping out to help defensively, Nick Harold. Top of the key, backdoor cut, Ryan Larson, reverse for two. Beautiful play by Bram as John Larson zips it from top of the key to the baseline, and it's a 33-point lead, 66-33, 13:15 to go. Bednar challenges, kicks it back out to Nick Harold. Harold for Casper now. Johnny starts the dribble, now picked it up. Here's Harold over to help. Harold will drive the lane. Stop. Bolzer, left side three, is on the way, and it's good. Noah Bolzer from deep on the left side. 66-36, and on the other end, gliding to the rim for two more with a layup is Chris Olson, 19. Lead pass ahead for Harold. Three is up, no. Rebound, Cody Carlson. Larson back up the right sideline now. Drives by Harold, leans in on Casper, missed the shot. And Bednar cradles the rebound, and Casper is down and now getting up as he will be replaced here. 12:27 to go, and Coach Pepping is going to send Aaron Weber in, and Coach Eklund will use the opportunity to bring Ridlin back in. Downing and Chumper also return to the floor. 12:27 to go, 68-36 in favor of the Bombers here. Quick word from the trainer. Johnny waves him off, and they get it into Leshinsky. Leshinsky, front court, baseline drive, across the way and off the hands of Bednar. Tried to go from one block to the other, across the lane with a bounce pass. And the resulting turnover goes back to the Bombers. 12:15 to play. 32-point lead, 68-36. Chumper guarded by Aaron Weber. Top of the key now for Chris Olson. Chumper. Here's Cody Carlson, right elbow, drives, got by Harold, missed a layup, and Weber goes up and has the rebound. Aaron Weber will ball handle it across midcourt, and he is fouled by Carlson. He used a nice crossover drive, or dribble, and Carlson picks up his second. Third team foul. It'll be a pass in on the sideline for the Pioneers with 11:53 to go. Weber flips it in to Hunter Bednar. Hunter, 8 first half points, lost the dribble. Whistle, we've got a Pioneer foul, I believe, on Nick Harold, who was late getting to the loose ball scramble, ended up colliding with one of the Bombers. And Nick picks up his second. Fourth team foul. Here comes Matt Ridlin now. Guarded by Noah Bolzer. Works it right side. High post for Connor Chumper. Drives, whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Either Bolzer or Weber were there. And it's Noah Bolzer. Aaron was the primary defender there, and Noah was coming over to help, and Noah got a piece of Connor Chumper. Chumper will go to the line for two. Free throw is good. He's got 7. 69-36 with 11:39 to play. Bram over Pierce. Second round and out. Bednar snatches the rebound. three of four from the line now for Connor Chumper. Leshinsky will drive by Carlson, pull up, and got the roll. Off the glass, Broderick Leshinsky. He's got five. Chumper will drive the lane. He will put it up and draw a foul on Bednar. Bednar picks up his first. Team sixth with 11:21 to play. Back to the free throw line, Connor Chumper. First is good. Now 8 points. Casper and Tauges will return. 70-38 Bram. Leshinsky's out. Weber's coming out. Bednar out. Pioneers have Tauges, Harold, Meyer, Bolzer, and Casper on the court. Chumper's free throw rattles around and drops. 71-38, 11:15 to go. Here's Tauges using the crossover, throws a baseline for Harold. Kick out to the left corner. Three for Casper, comes up short. Rebound, Chris Olsen. Olsen, good ball handling. Leaner to the corner. This is Ridlin. One dribble to Chumper, posting up on Meyer. Muscles it up and in. Connor Chumper with a good post up on the left block. And he's in double figures with 11. Here's Casper going strong to the basket and scoring. Six for Johnny tonight. 73-40, 10:40 to play. Ridlin for Chumper out top, top of the key. One dribble, hands it over to Chris Olsen. His launch is in and out. Harold with a rebound, boxed out on Alec Downing. Into the front court now, hands it back to Johnny Casper. 10:20 to go. Casper again will go to the rim, missed it. Rebound tip, still loose, and now picked up by Matt Ridlin. He's got a three on two. Curls back to the corner, left alone, so he fires away and hits. First points for Matt Ridlin, and it's a 35-point lead, 75-40. Now Meyer picks up a ball that was rolling in through the lane. Now Tauges puts one up. Three-pointer good. And a timeout on the floor. Tauges' first point, and then a timeout granted to Piers. And with 9:53 to go, it's 75-43, Bram leading Piers.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, the timeout is over. Pioneers on defense here, they are trailing big here to Bram in the semis. It's 75-43, still a lot of time left on the clock. And foul's gonna be called on Nick Harold as Alec Downing will shoot free throws now for the Bombers. Nick got a piece of the arm going up. That's three on Nick, seventh team foul. Downing with 2 points, 9:37 left. 75-43. It was 54-29 at half. Second, our first is in and out. No good. One more coming, though, on the shooting foul. Melrose and Cathedral after this one, the other semifinal. Piers will play the loser of that game in the third place game tomorrow. Short on the second as well. Meyer, the rebound. He's got Tauges ahead. Ball deflected. Finally got to Matt, and he is fouled by Downing. Second on Downing. They're not going to call this a shooting foul, and I think that's right. It'll be an inbounds underneath for Nick Harold. Harold, Meyer, Casper, Tauges, and Bozer for the Pioneers with 9.5 minutes. Into the lane, Michael Meyer finds his way inside and scores. And Michael Meyer now with 10. Makes it 75-45, Bram. Alec Olson, left side, John Larson. Larson drives on Bozer, pulls up. Mid-range jumper comes off the iron into the hands of Meyer. Now it's Nick Harrell teeing up a long three short. Rebound tipped to Casper. And they'll reset. 8:57 to go. Meyer had it tipped out. Getting a hand on it for Bram was Alec Downing. And now Connor Chumper returns, as does Chris Olson. Alec Downing will leave. They've got Jorgen Mankey in the lineup. Bram momentarily on the power play. A 6-on-5 there. But Mankey comes back to the bench. Harold to trigger it in from the right baseline. Got it into Casper. 75-45. Bram by 30. At any point now, if the score gets back to a 35-point lead, we'll hit running time because we're under the 9-minute mark. Harold again to inbounds after a tip ball out of bounds. A lot of those for Bomb. Very active hands for the Bombers. Bozer off the inbounds. A three is good. Noah, that's his second. It's a good sign getting Noah going here. He's had a slow start to his season with a little bit of a knee problem. Here's Larson inside with a nice little leaner for two. John Larson, he's got a 20-point game, and it's 77-48 Bram as Casper crosses midcourt with 8.5 minutes to go here in the semifinals. Casper takes Ryan Larson off the dribble and his pass picked off by Chris Larson. Lead pass ahead. Alec Olson saves it in, but right to Tauges. Here comes Matt Tauges now. Drives through traffic. His pass deflected out. Loose ball. Ryan Larson scoops it ahead to Chris Olson with Meyer back. Lays it up and in. 21 for Chris Olson. 8 minutes to play. 79-48 Bram. Whistle and a Ryan Larson foul as he was running stride for stride but made contact coming up court. It's the third on Larson. And it's the fourth team foul. Bozer to inbounds near the scorer's table, front court. We're under 8 minutes to go. High pick and roll, Casper and Meyer. Instead, he goes to Bozer, three-pointer, corner, good! Noah has hit 3 three-pointers this half. 9 now for Bozer, and it's 79-51 with 7:35 to play. Here's a long three from the corner that comes off the iron. That was Chris Olson from the left side. Nick Harold with the weak side rebound. 7:25 still to play. Now it's Matt Tauges. Stutter step got loose on the baseline. Threw it away inside to Ryan Larson. Larson looks ahead. Chris Olson will lay it up and in. 23 for Chris Olson. 7:10 to play as Harold brings it into the front court in front of the Pioneer bench. Now it's Johnny Casper. Heels near the mid-stripe. Starts his dribble. 7 minutes to play. Casper beats Chumper off the dribble and scores left side. That's 8 points for Johnny. And already underneath the basket for an attempted layup is Bram. They waste no time bringing it up court. And a foul is called with 6:50 to play. Foul on Johnny Casper, his second. Team's eighth. And at the line will be sophomore guard Ryan Larson, who's got 7 points tonight. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 81-53 Bram. Make it 82-53 as he makes the first. Weber and Leshinsky return for Harold and Tauges. 6:50 remain in this basketball game. One more for Ryan Larson. Looking for his 9th point, and he's got it. He's the only starter not in double figures for Bram, and he's just 1 point away from that. 6:45 left to play, 83-53. Leshinsky got caught on the baseline, finds Bozer, and Bozer missed a three. Rebound to John Larson. Here come the Bombers. They space the floor. Larson left his feet, got it to Chumper, who put it in off the glass. 13 for Connor Chumper. And here's Casper. No look to Meyer. Drives, dishes for Weber underneath. Finds Casper, head fake, shot, good. Casper from Weber. And Johnny's in double figures with 10. 85-55, three for Ryan Larson is good. And now all five starters for the Bombers are in double figures as Larson now has a dozen points. 6 minutes to play, a 33-point lead, 88-55. Casper left side now. Screen from Weber. Finds Meyer instead on the right side. Bozer will put up a three. That's online, but short. Rebound snagged by Chris Olsen. Olsen looks ahead for Alec Olsen. He fires again. Missed it. Rebound. Larson tips it out. This should be an over and back call. Nope. Kept alive. No control, so the Bombers will get possession in the backcourt and bring it back and restart the shot clock. There have been absolutely nothing close to a shot clock violation. Here's Larson finding Chumper with a nice pass for two. 15 for Connor Chumper. And we're in running time now with a 35-point lead. And Casper's called for a player control foul as he drove the lane. His third, team's ninth. And it should be running time. The clock is stopped right now. It's a 35-point lead with 5:14 to play. 90-55. Now Cody Carlson is in. Matt Ridland is in. Alec Downing is on the floor. And Jorgen Menke out there as well. Carlson, right side of the elbow, into the lane. Meyer with a steal, and then he lost it out of bounds. They're going to say it's Bramball. 5:02 to go. I think right now Coach Pepping would be more than happy to just kind of walk casually by the scorer's table and whisper, I think it's running time, because it should be. There's a steal by Casper. Johnny gets fouled as he went up. Alec Olsen will pick up the foul, his third, team's fifth. Now they've realized it and the clock is running. Shooting free throws, senior Johnny Casper. Johnny is 2 for 4, 10 points. Oh, they're gonna credit Johnny with a field goal and one. I didn't even see the basket go in. Free throw is up and around and off. Rebound for the Bombers. That was Cody Carlson up near the rim. Clock running at 4:12 to play. Bram 90, Piers 57. Here's Alec Downing in the corner, and he gets whistled for a travel. And now into the ball game comes Hunter Richmond. Richmond and Connor Chumper go to the same barber. 3:50 to go. Leshinsky bounces it into Matt Taugis. Pioneers will play at 5:30 here tomorrow in the third place game against either Melrose or St. Cloud Cathedral. The loser of that game, which is coming up next. Here's Harold stepping inside the arc, bounces it across. Now it's Leshinsky at the top. Broderick with 3.5 minutes to go. For Michael Meyer, drives, looking for help. 8 to shoot. Leshinsky does fire away, missed it. Rebound, Alec Downing. And Bram coming back now with Matt Ridland. Guarded by Nick Harrell. 3:15 on the clock. 90-57. Tip ball by Meyer. Breakout. Here comes Weber. Weber up and scores. That is career point number 999 for Aaron Weber. Will he make it to 1,000 tonight, or will it come tomorrow afternoon? Meyer with another steal for Michael. Hands it off, 2:45 to go. Now it's a shot up from the wing, no. Weber with a putback, and he's gonna have a chance for his 1,000th point from the free throw line. Downing's third. And Aaron Weber Hand of the ball. And Aaron Weber is the eighth Pioneer in boys history to score 1,000 points. Career point number 1,000 for Aaron comes from the free throw line. ...90-60. And the second around and in. Front court now, here come the Bombers, leading by 29 now, 90-61. Richmond on the wing, right side. Chris Gammon and Lucas Oddie ready to come in. Three-pointer from Hunter Richmond, off, rebound Matt Taugis. Taugis sprints up court, still going, puts it up softly and scores. Taugis with five and a Coach Pepping timeout. This is going to be used, I think, just to get guys in. Hunter Bednar, Lucas Oddie, Chris Gammon will be brought into the ball game. Meyer, Harold, and Weber will sit. And Aaron Weber now joins Bob Pepping, Caleb Jansen, Shane Pepping, his cousin Preston Weber, Clyde Ottman, Scott Kimmon, and Mike Pepping in the 1,000-point club. With the ball right side, and I'm going to have to go to my secondary roster here. There's a three up and in by the Bombers, number 22. That's Hunter Giffrow. Here's Bednar now spinning up and off the rim. Rebound tipped. It should be Piers basketball. I believe it is. 54 seconds. And Chris Gammon got an elbow, it looks like, and cut his lip there. And that'll bring Noah Bozer in, and now Coach Eklund as well, bringing in several more substitutes. Bram literally dresses about 25 guys. They list 11 on the program. So here's Oddie, scores off the inbounds. Lucas Oddie, he scored six yesterday and gets a layup here, 93-65. Bram now, front court. This is number one, T.J. Husnick. Out top. Top of the key. This is a second number. They dress so many guys, they've got guys wearing the same numbers. You've got two number 11s. This is number 12, Ryan Wiganowski. Loose ball knocked away by Leshinsky, and it's tracked down by Taugis. Final 15 seconds coming up. Taugis looks to the bench, says, what do you want to do here? Run one pattern play here, eight to go. Bozer left wing, crossover dribble. Noah will lay it up and in with 4 seconds left. Bozer's going to have a double-figure scoring game, but the horn sounds, and the Bombers win big and advance to the tournament championship. Final score, Bram 93. Piers 67, the postgame begins now.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate.
Kenko Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers! Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. You shouldn't have to travel from your hometown for rehab services. No matter where you had surgery, you have the right to choose the superior physical and occupational therapy, speech and language pathology, and cardiac rehabilitation services offered right here at St. Gabriel's Hospital and Little Falls Orthopedics. Their skilled teams of rehab specialists will help you get well again, no matter your condition. Imagine better health.
All for one, you. St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Hey Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
Welcome back to the Crusader Holiday Classic here, where the final score in this semifinal game is Bram 93, Piers 67. The Bombers improved to 9-1 and will go for the tournament championship tomorrow night. They will face either Melrose or St. Cloud Cathedral. Those two teams now out on the court warming up for the second semifinal. This game, early in the first half, was tied 11-11, and then Bram found a whole nother gear, and they went on to lead at half by 25, 54-29. They put it into running time, which is a 35-point deficit with under 9 minutes to go. They did it at about 6.5 minutes left, and they go on to win by 26 tonight, 93-67. For the Bombers, 93 points is a lot, so a lot of guys had big games. 23 was their top score. That came from Chris Olson. 20 from John Larson. 15 for Connor Chumper. 12 for Ryan Larson. And 10 for Alec Olson. Those are the five starters. They all got into double figures in the scoring column. Off the bench, Cody Carlson finished with 6. Hunter Giffrow with 3. Matt Ridland had 2. Alec Downing finished with 2. Bram made 11 of their 15 free throws. For the Pioneers and their 67 points, couple of guys with 12, including Johnny Casper and Aaron Weber, came into tonight needing 11 to hit 1,000. He scores 12. The magic number 1,000 came from the free throw line. On the front end of a two-shot free throw opportunity, he made the second. He finishes this game now with 1,001 career points. 10 for Michael Meyer, 11 for Noah Bolzer. Piers with 4 guys in double figures, so 9 players scored double digits here in this ball game. Hunter Bednar with 8, 5 each for Matt Taugis and Broderick Leshinsky, and 2 each for Nick Harold and Lucas Oddie, playing but not scoring. were Chris Gammon in this ball game. So the Pioneers fall to 4-3 on the season, and they'll play in the third place game, which is another 5:30. Same start as today. And they'll face the loser of the upcoming Melrose Cathedral basketball game. So three of the four brackets now starting to fill out here, or at least three and a half of them. The seventh place game tomorrow will be Mandan, North Dakota against Concordia Academy. They both lost today. Again, they're now 0-2 in the tournament. Litchfield and Watertown Mayor will play at 3:30 in the fifth place game. Pierce's third place game is at 5:30, as I mentioned, against the loser of the upcoming Melrose Cathedral game. The winner of that game will face Bram for the tournament championship about 7 o'clock here tomorrow. Melrose is the defending tournament and state champion in Class AA. So that should be a really good game if Melrose moves on here. Melrose and Bram. Melrose ranked number one, Bram number three in the AA rankings. Gym starting to fill up here in anticipation of this Cathedral-Melrose matchup. As I mentioned here, Aaron Weber goes over 1,000 career points. He scores 12, 6 in each half. He joins the 1,000-point club as the eighth member of the Pioneer Boys basketball program to hit 1,000 points. Mike Pepping. Aaron is now number 8 on the all-time scoring list with his 1,001. Mike Pepping of Power Memorial is in 7th place, 1,090 points. Scott Kimmon is 6th, the 1995 grad. Clyde Ottman, 1973, scored 1,141 points. Aaron's cousin, Preston, is the fourth leading scorer in history. Preston totaled 1,194. Shane Pepping, the 1992 grad, 1,208 career points, is in third place. Caleb Jansen finished second on the all-time career scoring list when his career was done in 2012. He finished with 1,215. Remember that 2012 season, both Caleb and Preston went over the 1,000-point mark, and it hadn't happened since 1995. So it took a 17-year hiatus between 1,000-point scores between Scott Kimmon in 95 before both Jansen and Weber did it in 2012. The all-time leading scorer at Pierce is the Pioneer head coach Matt Pepping's dad, Bob Pepping. Robert finished his career in 1975 with a total of 1,432 points. So there are three Peppings on the all-time 1,000-point club. Now two Webers, Preston and Aaron. And you've got Clyde Ottman, Scott Kimmon, and Caleb Jansen also members of the 1,000-point club. Now, Aaron's got a really good shot. If he continues his scoring pace, Aaron came in averaging 14.5 points a game. If he keeps that up, matter of fact, if he even does less than that, I figured it out, if he averages around 12.5 a game the rest of the season, that'll put him into second place all time. He would pass all those guys except Bob Pepping. He could very well go from 7th to 4th on one shot because Scott Kimmon and Clyde Ottman finished within 1 point of each other. Scooter had 1140. Clyde had 1141. So that's what's ahead, but the Pioneers today, they got thumped. There's no two ways about it as the Bram Bombers raced out to the early big lead at half. And they just continued. I was impressed most by the defensive work. You hear all about the offensive exploits of this Bram team, but boy, were they active on defense. Granted, the Pioneers have had better days passing and protecting the ball, but you have to credit Bram's defense for forcing a lot of that. Quick and athletic and fast hands. They were in the passing lane a lot tonight, creating tips And they, more often than not, turn those turnovers into points. One final break. We'll put our finishing thoughts on this semifinal loss for the Pioneers. 93-67, Bram over Pierce. Final thoughts after this on You Are There Sports.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-252.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
All right, as we wrap things up from the Crusader Classic, Pierce loses their semifinal to Bram. 93-67 is the final tonight. Girls are in action right now at their home tournament. They should be probably early second half. I don't have a score update, though. They've got Malacca in their first round matchup. Crosby Ironton and St. Cloud Cathedral will be the second contest. Maybe we can get a score update before we leave here, but that's tomorrow. If the Pioneers would lose against Malacca, they would be back in action at 6. If they would win, they would be in the championship game against the winner of the Cathedral Crosby Ironton game. Sauk Center had been in that tournament, but they are not. They are down in the Southwest. I think they're in Marshall for a tournament. And they actually got postponed today or canceled. They will stay down there and play tomorrow, but obviously the weather system that has hit the southern part of the state, we barely got touched here, if anything. Just a hint of snow, unlike what happened down south. That forced the postponement and cancellation of this second day of a tournament down in Marshall that the Sauk Center girls are at. They had been at the Pierce tournament and ran roughshod over everybody for several years, and I think to their benefit, nothing against the Pierce tournament, but a lot of times you use holiday tournaments to seek out some better competition that you don't see in your conference schedule that it allows. That's why you see teams going to some high-end, top-shelf type tournaments, is to see some good teams. And Sauk Center took that opportunity to do that down in Marshall, but unfortunately for them, they were snowed out or stormed out today. They'll be back in action tomorrow against a team from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They will play them tomorrow. So the Pioneers will have a 5:30 date tomorrow back here to wrap up the Crusader Classic. They finished second last year. They'll try and finish third this year. I don't think Michael Meyer is going to be here tomorrow. The word I had gotten, I haven't talked to Michael directly, but that Michael was originally scheduled to not even be here at all in this tournament. His family's going on a trip. And Michael was able, and the family somehow, to arrange for him to be here yesterday and today. But I'm relatively certain that Michael will not be in uniform tomorrow. He's going to head out and join his family for the holiday vacation. If he does, Michael, 8 points yesterday, 10 points today. That would probably mean a likely start tomorrow for Nick Harold in the lineup for the Pioneers. Coming up after tomorrow for the Pioneer boys, they come out of the tournament playing the Rockford Rockets. It's not a conference game anymore. The Rockets have moved over to the Wright County Conference, replaced by Painesville in the Central Minnesota Conference. But Pierce and Rockford do keep up their series at St. Cloud State alive. That will be January the 5th. That is a Tuesday night at Hollenbeck Hall against Rockford. Then they will be at Eden Valley Watkins to start the second half of their conference schedule. That's Thursday. So they've got Rockford at St. Cloud on Tuesday, at Eden Valley Watkins on Thursday after the new year for the boys. Again, the final here in the semifinals, Bram 93, Piers 67. We'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon for the third place game, the Pioneers facing either Cathedral or Melrose. We'll find out in about an hour and a half when this one's decided in the semifinal between the Dutchmen and the Crusaders on the Crusaders' home court at the 18th annual Crusader Classic. You've heard it here on You Are Their Sports. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, for the third place game in St. Cloud.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, AMP Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Piers Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. Again, thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports.